Today's college students are coddled pansies, radical leftists detached from reality, and it's becoming so obvious that there's a backlash now forming across the country. There's even a college professor named Mike Adams, not me, a different Mike Adams. He's a criminology professor at UNC Wilmington who is suddenly famous for telling the college freshmen the truth, that they don't have a right to be free from being offended, and that they're basically Marxist pansies and they should get the hell out of his country, which is the United States. I agree with everything that Mr. Adams said, by the way, so I'm happy that we share the same name. In any case, this is about, my talk here is about the reality that college students are going to face, because it's true that they are wimpified, metrosexualized, neutered, sensitivity trained pansies, politically correct pansies, PC bros, who, and I know there are exceptions to this, I'm not calling every college student this, just most of them, and they are not at all prepared for the real world. Now, like many of you, or most of you, I went to college too, and when I went to college, gosh, I remember it was a free speech zone. I remember professors would have very different views on opposite ends of the spectrum. There were conservative professors and liberal professors, and free speech was protected. And no one would do something so stupid as to say, oh, your Halloween costume is offensive, or you can't have Mexican food day at the campus cafe because, well, it offends Mexicans. What are you telling me? You can't eat a taco in this country without being racist? Is that really, has it come to that? What are you supposed to serve? Like Soylent Green? Is that the only thing that's politically correct? How about gruel? Is gruel gender neutral, country of origin neutral, skin color neutral? Is gruel okay? Can we just serve gruel? No, when I was in college, we had Mexican Day. You know, we had Chinese Food Day. We had Japanese Food Day as well. Italian Food Day, that's a good day. But today, I guess you're a racist. If you eat at an Italian restaurant, you're racist against Italians. Or if you eat burritos at Taco Bell, which frankly shouldn't even count as Mexican food, just technically, just saying that, because it's not. But I guess if you eat a burrito at Taco Bell, you're now a racist conservative hater. You're a Mexican hater. You're a horrible person. You must be voting for Donald Trump. It's so insane that I want to just give a message to those who are in college. If you know anybody who's in college, make sure they listen to this, because this is from somebody who's a generation older than you, and I can tell you a little bit of what's coming. Number one, you're going to be replaced by robots unless you have a job that is intellectual or creative. So if you think that this big promise of the university where, oh, you're going to get this education and this degree, and then you're going to have a guaranteed job and a guaranteed salary and guaranteed health care, and you're going to have a wife or a husband and a white picket fence and a yard and a big house, and you're going to retire with a golden parachute, when it's all BS. Because the robots are quite literally being developed right now, Android robots that will replace about 70% of the workforce, which means you are irrelevant unless you can do things that robots can't do. So that means if you're working in fast food, you're going to be obsolete. If you're working in, I don't know, if you're picking inventory even, you're going to be obsolete. If you are scrubbing floors, you're going to be obsolete. In fact, if you're driving trucks, you're going to be obsolete. If you're welding in a factory, you will be obsolete. And by the way, AI systems will also make many other things obsolete. If you are doing, let's say, email customer service, you'll probably be obsolete. In fact, a lot of humanity won't be needed in the next 20 years or so as robots and AI systems start to take over. Well, at least that's the vision of Google and DARPA. They want robot soldiers, robot workers. And pretty soon, they probably just want robot voters. They don't even need your vote. They don't need you at all. So if you believe in this fantasy that college is preparing you for the real world, think again. Because of the big trends that are happening in society today, you better get prepared to be slaughtered by the real world. You better be a survivor. You better be thick-skinned. You better be tough. You better be adaptable. But that's not what college students are today. They're wimpified, gender-neutralized, semi-euthanized, partially lobotomized. You know, they're just pathetic wimps. They couldn't survive, a fight in the schoolyard. Couldn't survive that. Can't even survive someone hosting a Halloween costume with a costume that they think is offensive, or again, having Mexican food day at the campus cafe. Ooh, that's racist. So today's college students are so wimpy and so thin-skinned, and yet they face a far worse future than any other generation has ever faced in American history. This is a collision course with disaster. Think about it. You've also got skyrocketing food inflation. You've got skyrocketing property price inflation right now in cities like Austin, Texas, where everybody seems to want to live, so it's totally unaffordable. You've got a rising police state, so you have less security and less privacy. You've got a government that actively hates you, run by people who hate America, who hate the Constitution, who hate the Bill of Rights, who hate America's founders. Think about that. You've got a job market where more and more you are just a slave working for one of the big conglomerate monopoly globalist corporations that operates tax-free and that doesn't recognize any human rights whatsoever. You're basically just likely to be part of a cog in a giant machine that steamrolls humanity. And you'll work there because you need the paycheck. Because you can't really start your own business anymore. Because you can't afford to pay the healthcare costs mandated by the government for the employees. And besides, even if you could hire the employees, guess what? The graduates of the same dumbed-down, lobotomized university that you graduated from, which means they can't do jack squat, so it's not even worth hiring them in the first place. You think you got an easy life ahead of you? Think again. Oh, and on top of all that, by the way, you've also got the likelihood of an economic collapse coming your way, a global debt collapse, as the entire world, which has been trying to run on pyramids of debt and fiat currency, in other words, fake money, comes to its mathematical inevitable end. The economic collapse is inescapable. We don't know when it's going to be, but we know it's going to happen. Perhaps the day you graduate from college. What are you going to do then? You're drowning in debt. Your job prospects are poor. The economy has been gutted by the Obama regime, which has made it almost impossible for small businesses to exist in America. And now, guess who's coming in to take your job? Well, thanks to Mark Zuckerberg and people like that, the globalists who run the big corporations, they want open borders and open immigration. They want H-1B visas. So they can hire foreigners at, let's say, one-third your rate. They can bring those foreigners in to take your job from you. And guess what? You might get paid for a couple of weeks to train your replacement. That's right. And hey, the federal government even gives them a tax, gives the companies a tax write-off, a tax waiver, in essence, for the first year or so of hiring a foreign worker instead of you. So not only are you obsolete by the robots, you're also too expensive for a lot of corporations to hire. And you can't start your own business because the government has set up a punitive system so that you can't really hire anybody without going bankrupt in the process. And at the same time, all the foreign workers are coming in. And you can't even vote yourself You can't even change your country anymore because they're letting in all these illegal immigrants who have not had your education, who do not follow the laws, who break the rules and come in, and they get to vote because the Democrats think voter ID is a horrible idea, even though every other country in the world requires ID to vote because you should prove who you are when you vote, right? But no, not in America, not the Democrats. So the illegal aliens will outvote you. The legal immigrants will outwork you. The government will outtax you. And it's all because of the policies that you, the typical fascist college liberal, think will make America a utopia, because that's what your college professors taught you. Well, they've been teaching you a lie. They've been selling you the false utopia fantasy of communism or socialism. It doesn't work. If you think it does work, well, immigrate to Venezuela. You can stand in line. And join all the other happy Venezuelans who spend 6 to 8 hours a day standing in line for their grocery purchase quota. And you can turn over your biometric data to the government, which is required for you to purchase your daily allotment of food. That's how great socialism is. Can't wait for that to come to America. So maybe it's time you toughened up, stop being a PC bro, stop being a lobotomized leftist sheeple, and started thinking for yourself to get ready for the real world that's coming your way. The real world, by the way, there's no bonus points for extra credit or sleeping with your professor. You're going to actually have to work and earn your way to survive in the real world. It's going to be harder for you than it is for any other generation in America's history. So it might be time to, as we say in Texas, cowboy up. That's right. Cowboy up. Get ready for the real world, because it's coming and it ain't pretty. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for TalkNetwork.com.